The Something Girl, the Throgmorton Farm series, book 2, written by Jody Taylor and read by Lucy Price Lewis.
I should say, right here, that anyone who feels that enormous, invisible golden horses are not for them should stop listening now, because Thomas is the most enormous, the most beautiful, the most invisible golden horse you will never, ever see. And he's very definitely real. Prologue. 3 years ago, I was nobody. I was nothing. That's what they called me, the Nothing Girl, because that's what I was. I had no life, no parents, and no friends, and when my stutter was very bad, I had no speech either. Everyone around me seemed to have it all. My cousin Francesca was a successful actress and model, and her brother Christopher owned and ran the local bookshop. Then there was Russell Checkland, the up-and-coming artist, setting London on fire with his work. My uncle, Richard Kingdom, one of Rushford's most successful solicitors, lived with his wife, Julia, in the best part of Rushford. They gave me a home after my parents died, but very little else. I lived in the attic, solitary, friendless, and afraid of nearly everything. Looking back, I don't know how I survived, and there were two occasions when I very nearly didn't, when my story nearly came to a premature end. The first was at what I thought at the time was the very lowest point of my life. I was 13. My road hadn't been very long, but it hadn't been very smooth either. I was entirely alone and contemplating something awful. And then I looked up to see an enormous golden horse standing in the corner of my bedroom. No one else could see him. No one else could hear him. Only me. Sadly, I wasn't transformed instantly into a fashion princess with a mobile phone that never stopped ringing, or a queue of wannabe boyfriends, but, with his help, I faced down the bullies at school. With Thomas standing behind me, enveloping me in his smell like warm ginger biscuits, I could string words together if I took things slowly. I could make my voice heard. I grew up with Thomas always at my side, advising, guiding, giving me the courage to face each long, dreary day as my life stretched out in front of me, going nowhere very slowly. They said there was something the matter with me, that there was something wrong with Jenny Dove, as I was then, and I, believing this was true and grateful not to be sent off to one of those special homes, hid from the world, kept quiet, and did as I was told. It was Thomas who pushed me to go to the party where I met Russell Checkland again. We'd known each other since we were both children. I still don't know how Thomas managed to persuade me to accept Russell's ridiculous proposal of marriage. But he did. I married Russell, escaped the stupefying boredom of life with my aunt, and jumped straight from the frying pan into the fire. Life became difficult again. I was completely out of my depth, and there were people who wished me ill. My world grew darker, and just when I needed him most, Thomas left me. That was the second worst time of my life. I can see now that it was his version of tough love, because now that I was married, I needed to stand on my own feet and move out of his shadow. I needed to realize that far from being isolated little Jenny Dove, I was now Jenny Checkland, and people were relying on me. People needed me. He had to do it. But at the time, it nearly finished me. I couldn't comprehend a life without big, golden Thomas at my side. But of course, being Thomas, he didn't leave me quite alone. He couldn't stay. So he sent. He sent another Thomas. A real horse. The first thing that was truly mine. Russell's birthday gift to me. A turning point in our rocky relationship.